Rooted is all about the people and the places that make us proud to call our community home. Chelsea LeBlanc didn't originally set out to create a movement, but 6 years after her first impromptu triathlon in support of Amelia Rising Sexual Violence Support Center, that's exactly what I Try for Amelia is becoming. We started in 2020, so this is the 6th annual, LeBlanc says. It's going to be an Olympic distance again, 1,500-meter swim, 40-kilometer bike, 10-kilometer run. It's been the same the last few years. This year, she's keeping it small, again. I had hoped to make it a bigger fundraiser, but with time constraints, that was a bit tricky, she says. Hopefully next year, I'll have more time to plan and work more closely with Amelia Rising. Maybe figure out a way to make it something even more impactful. Along with her training partner Tyler Ergot and a few friends, some volunteers, and strong support from the team at Amelia Rising, the event will take place. Folks from Amelia Rising are supposed to be there too, helping out with transitions and just being part of the day, LeBlanc adds. I'm really looking forward to it. Behind the physical challenge is a deeply personal story. LeBlanc, a survivor herself, uses the event to give voice to an often silenced reality, and to help others find hope in their own healing. It was 20 years of suppressing what had happened to me as a child, and I just wanted some way to try and push the agenda for people to reach out. There is still that idea of victim blaming, and it's an unfortunate aspect for most trauma and abuse survivors who didn't get the help they needed. I wish I had gone sooner and had the courage to go sooner, and hopefully by talking about it more and drawing light to it, then people will feel more comfortable to go and it will make more people know about Amelia Rising, says LeBlanc, who says she found her way to Amelia Rising through a local news article. I was going through a rough patch, I was in a bad relationship, and I realized I was being re-traumatized, so I was lucky I came across that article. I want to focus on getting people to acknowledge those triggers and recognize when they need additional help. Amelia Rising's programs are really great. Even if you don't go for one-on-one counseling, you can do emergency sessions. They have a 24-hour helpline so that if you feel like you need to talk to someone, there is always someone there to talk to. And then they have group sessions where you don't feel alone in what you're going through. I Try for Amelia is about raising awareness for Amelia Rising and the work they do for our community, she says. It's about supporting survivors, acknowledging the hardships of recovery, and trying to break through the barriers that come with trauma. Her message is rooted in empathy and endurance. Whether I'm swimming, running, or biking, I'm always thinking about something, she says. Some people can just turn their brains off, maybe that's why they're so fast. But I'm working through stuff when I'm training. LeBlanc sees endurance sports as an essential tool in her recovery toolkit, one that complements therapy and builds mental resilience. You're working through something hard physically, and you can process the hard stuff mentally too. It becomes a distraction. Instead of focusing on how hard this run or this hill is, I think through a bad day or a difficult thought. Now a board member at Amelia Rising, LeBlanc continues to balance her roles as a participant, organizer, and advocate. I'm on the board of directors now. I'm also a member, helping with fundraising opportunities, she says. But I do all this as a volunteer too, so it's a fine balance. They've always been really appreciative of the effort I've put in to raise awareness, she says. We're out there, doing something meaningful, and enjoying ourselves. And that's really the key. LeBlanc says training for this event is always a challenge, even after 6 years. It's difficult because you have to balance the training with your other responsibilities. Your job, cleaning your house, feeding yourself, if you have kids or pets or a partner, you really have to be adaptable and move things around because your schedule doesn't always allow for training, she says. I'm a big advocate for social plans, too. Taking time to see your friends is just as important. She's found joy in combining both. I've been moving more towards using that social time to train with people, so a friend and I will go for a run, or join me at the YMCA for a few laps in the pool and then we'll go for a cocktail afterward. It's really about finding those pockets of time. LeBlanc's weekends are often reserved for longer training sessions, and she admits she's still working on finding balance in her regimen. "Sometimes I'm a bit sloppy with the strength training," she says. "I get focused on cardio, but I try to pepper it in because it's equally as important." That same balanced approach is what led her to join the board of Amelia Rising, the organization that inspired the race in the first place. "They were looking for more board members," she explains. "My experience as a fundraiser and also my own lived experience, I accessed services at Amelia Rising back in 2020. I felt like I could offer insight. I had an idea of what programming they offer and how it works," she says. "Amelia Rising is just such a great organization. It's close to me, emotionally. Any way I can help, I want to. I'd never want to see them not be part of our community." Her time on the board has been eye-opening. "It's been an honor to be on the board," she says. "I've never been part of something like this before, so it's been a big learning experience. And one that keeps reinforcing her core message, that passion can fuel purpose. I think it's really neat to show that you can take a passion project or a hobby and use it to support a cause you care about," she says. "I started a fundraising event, and that alone can inspire someone. There's always something you can do." Volunteering, she says, became a personal transformation. "In high school, we're forced to do volunteer hours. At the time, we're just trying to check the boxes. But as adults, I think you need some kind of volunteering in your life," she says. "It fills a void for me. I want to give back to my community. And I think everyone feels better when they do give. Sometimes that's as simple as having a conversation. I'll be downtown passing out flyers, talking to people about the fundraiser, hoping to spark even one donation," she says. "Or maybe someone hears about the organization for the first time and passes the info to a friend who might need it." For LeBlanc, it all comes back to voice, finding it, using it, and encouraging others to do the same. "I definitely want to focus on the idea of breaking the silence," she says. "I didn't come forward for many years, and that was very difficult for me. I have a niece and nephew, and I'd never want them to be in a situation where they didn't feel safe speaking up." She calls her activism and volunteer work a kind of personal restoration. "It's making up for the years I didn't say anything. I truly believe in breaking the stigma," she says. "I'm way better at talking about it now, but it's still there." Her advice to others thinking about doing something similar? "Find the thing you're passionate about, and go for it," she says. "For me, it's volunteering, raising funds, and connecting it all with my little exercise communities. That's what lights me up." This year's event takes place on Sunday, June 8th. You can donate here. If you have a story idea for the Rooted series, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.